In 2017, Cree model and manager of the All My Relations basketball team Jolene Mitten made history by founding the first-ever Indigenous Fashion Week in Canada. For 66 years in Canada, it was illegal for Indigenous people to wear traditional regalia. VIFW introduced to the runway traditional beading, weaving, and leather work that reclaimed, remixed, or paid homage to Indigenous regalia, along with Native artisans, musicians, and youth in foster care as a form of celebration and resistance through fashion. Indigenous fashion expresses political, environmental, and economic statements of land, exchange, and allyship, showing how worn identity can build a connection with Indigenous values, wisdom, empowerment, and history, notes the event's press release. Here's what to expect at VIFW 2022. Squamish and Musqueamagidw Zawadanuk fashion designer Himakala's Pamela Baker joins Mitten as a co-producer of VIFW this year along with 32 Indigenous designers who will showcase new collections on the runway. In between shows, 40 Indigenous vendors and artisans such as Nuez Acres and I Lelum will have stalls set up in a fully shoppable marketplace, and there will be musical performances by the Wolfpack, Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Soul Shakers, DJ Osho and DJ Kukum. The 4 days of the runway shows have different themes. On November 28, VIFW opens with the Red Dress event hosted by the founder of the Butterflies in Spirit dance group Lorelei Williams. Guests are encouraged to wear red in honor of missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, and the 2SLGBTQ+ community. All My Relations, November 29, where traditional practices meet contemporary aesthetics in pieces by emerging and established designers. Indigenous Future, November 30, sees the Futurism artistic movement employed to tell contemporary stories and pop culture references but rooted in Indigenous perspective, ways of knowing, and joy. This evening looks at the intersection of Indigenous artistic practice to shape the future. Spirit of the West Coast, December 1, pays homage to the unceded land of Xm Theta Kwim, Musqueam, Eskayowu Seven Mesh, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, Tselelwichal, Tsail-Waututh, nations that the event takes place on and celebrates the signature artistry of the West Coast spirit. The closing night of VIFW on December 2 is the Supernatural Kiki Ball, a Vogue ball featuring drag performances and catwalk battles. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by VIFW at Vancouver Indigenous Fashion Week. VIFW wants the community to bear witness to Indigenous excellence and wellness. The first iteration of VIFW was inspired by Mitten's work with the Pacific Association of First Nations Women, PAFNW, Mentor Me program, and many of the models were youth 14 to 25-year-olds from the program. Now, after a 2-year pandemic hiatus, VIFW is back with models and a production crew of Indigenous youth and young adults from the foster care system that received training and mentorship from VIFW's very own mentorship program. For the Indigenous community, the last 2 years have been marked by grief. We lost many cherished elders, and the gruesome legacy of residential schools saturated everything. So we decided to focus this year's VIFW on joy and celebration, says Mitten. We hope that everyone who attends will feel festive to be in community and see us triumphant. We've been here since time immemorial, and we're still here. Vancouver Indigenous Fashion Week. When? November 28th, Deck 2, 7 to 10 p.m. Where? Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Cost. Each event is ticketed separately and priced on a sliding scale to remain accessible to the community. Buy tickets here. With files from Alana Shepherd.